Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's post comes to you on Sunday, the 26th of January in the year 2020, and happy Australia Day / Invasion Day, depending on what newspapers you read, to all the people of Australia who are currently choking on smoke and dealing with the consequences of long-term cutbacks to fire and emergency services by Conservative governments in the context of decades of inappropriate European-style land management techniques on a delicate and unique ecosystem, or in the midst of a totally normal thing that happens all the time and is probably the fault of arsonists and or greenies, delete as appropriate depending on what newspapers you read. National celebrations today include Spouses Day, so hug one or get one if you don't have one, and if you have a shit one, get rid of it. Our guest today is Glamazon powerhouse motivational speaker and spokesperson for the American National Department of No-Nonsense, Jenna Friedman. Welcome back.
Hi, it's great to be here.
As always, in The Last Post, in our Sunday editions, we take a step back from the cutting edge of politics and current affairs to take a look at our weekend magazine, which today is a cinema section. But first, some entertainment headlines from around the world. In the news today, brands are moving into the popular documentary section of entertainment with Werner Herzog's new 4-hour journey into the heart of man, The Philosophy of Cola, which will be launching soon to a Wi-Fi-enabled can near you. Nicole Kidman has announced a searing, ghostwritten, autobiographical tell-all interview to come out in Vogue next month called Nobody Looks Like This, discussing how she now looks younger than she did 20 years ago until and unless she moves her face. In sports entertainment news, the highest-paid footballers in the world are gathering for a symposium on bullying, teaching underprivileged children that bullying is wrong by engaging in an immersive 360-degree live-action bullying experience. And that is your headlines for today. It's time for our ad section, including the classifieds. Remember, you can submit an ad at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This is a help wanted ad in this classified section. Seeking children's performer for children's party. Urgent. I am a parent of a very weird child who has an obsession with slugs. Could you please come to my house dressed as a happy slug and keep 46-year-olds happy for about 3.5 hours for Annabelle's 7th birthday party? Cash. Also, my younger children are terrified of slugs because of Annabelle's habit of collecting them and leaving them in horrifyingly startling locations around the house, so please come, if you can, as a very non-threatening slug, and don't pop out of anywhere unexpected. Email me at slugmum@aol.com. And here is somebody offering help. Male model seeking work. Hi, I am a male model seeking work as a male model. I can do poses, and also if you would like to see my penis, that can be arranged. Email me at derek69@hotmail.com. No time wasters, no tire kickers. Humanity has always been obsessed by the apocalypse, meteorites, nuclear war, plague, the Four Horsemen. You might be thinking about the end of the world, but are you prepared for it? Subscribe to Preptastic Magazine, the one-stop shop for all of your top prep props. Each month, we'll send you all the worst news from around the world, as well as a monthly knife for your wall of knives. This month's edition includes a recipe section for canned food and mutant beans, as well as a build-your-own bunker guide. Email us at 1-800-PREPPERS, all words, at deathmail.com to subscribe.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And that is your classified section for today.
The Last Post.
Now, our top story today in the magazine is movies we are looking forward to this year. So that's exciting.
So exciting.
So exciting. Like, Hollywood really tends to get rolling with the big titles through spring, which means, you know, we can look forward to some big jump scare horror movies and, I don't know, gritty reboots of nostalgic TV properties with marginally less problematic casting and, of course, some superhero movies. We as an audience can slowly be indoctrinated into the idea that we can be passive in the face of disaster while a charismatic Ubermensch will save us all from the consequences of our own inaction. I'm looking forward to that.
There are a lot of really good movies coming out this year, especially if you're going to see a movie in a theater in America. It's very important to be discerning because, you know, you always run the risk of getting shot. So my favorite movies coming out this year, I would have to say Parasite was very good. I don't think it was like in contention for Best Picture because for some reason the Hollywood Foreign Press only considered movies in English. I don't know if that's like a self-hating thing or something.
I mean, Parasite, of course, the story of a socialite who lives in Paris.
That's a great sequel. Yes. That was what it was about. Yes, it's. what else was really good? Jojo Rabbit was really good. A little heavy on the Nazi side, which is you might be burnt out by Nazis if you're living in any country right now where they're on the rise. But that was a pretty endearing take
on Nazi Germany.
On Nazis as imaginary friends. Another really good movie. Oh, I loved Hustle with Hustlers. Hustlers. I just Hustlers. Sounded like a boomer. Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. I thought she was really good in that. Marriage Story was pretty emo. Have you seen any of the recent movies coming out?
I'm afraid I haven't seen any movies because I hate fun, but I am looking forward to the movies that are coming up, including Sonic the Hedgehog, which has apparently changed a lot. The initial trailers were criticized for
it's
making
live
Sonic
action. Is it live
action? Yeah, well,
it's
live action where a hedgehog just gets mouth cancer, which apparently most hedgehogs are prone to getting. They were criticized for making Sonic too creepily anthropomorphic and having too much human-like calves and its eyes were too small. So now they've just thrown it all out and it's just Jim Carrey talking to a hedgehog, like a reboot of Castaway, but with Wilson as a hedgehog.
That sounds great. All we do in LA is watch movies. We don't walk the streets or see other people. So I've seen them all, you know. And
is there anything you're really looking forward to seeing this year?
I mean, a new president would be great, but it might not happen. I think it might not happen. I think we're going to have Trump in 2020 and then his ugly son is going to be the next president and then his daughter. It's just going to be a whole dynasty of idiots.
Well, I feel like maybe Hollywood is to blame for that, for casting Morgan Freeman as the president in so many movies.
Too aspirational, yeah.
Yeah, well, people just assume that he has been, so they don't need to bother voting for anyone else.
Yeah, you're right.
Following in the footsteps of Hollywood, the massively multi-billion dollar gaming industry is now rebooting childhood classics for their nostalgia value. So strap in for 2020 when World of Warcraft will release its new game of Tip, Tag or It, depending on what part of the world you chased your friends around the park in. Look forward to no expansions, no extra skills, no guns, just running around in a park trying to touch your friends, but not in a creepy way. The gaming industry is also moving into niche markets with Dreidel 4000. It's like a dreidel, but it's 4,000 times the speed, volume, and intensity, and it's on your computer, so you don't even have to learn to use your fingers. And welcome to a phone-based game, Simon Texts, where Simon texts you things and you text him back. It's like MySpace all over again. We were all friends with Tom, right? And Capcom has folded its projected release of the game Kiss Chasey once it was drawn to its attention that politically that might not be okay these days. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alison co-host, that's you today, Jenna. I checked your website, thelastpost.com.au, and it appears to be a sort of Google cum Tinder for funerals, where you can search for funerals in your area or set up alerts for when people die. What, and I ask this in absolute respect and good faith, the f***? That is true. If you go to thelastpost.com.au, it is a funeral search website, so please don't make that mistake, particularly if you are sending in letters to the editor or ads for our program, which you can do at thelastpost@somethingelse.com.
I think you're doing a service to people because if they're looking for funeral services and then they stumble upon your hilarious podcast, and it'll just brighten their day. And then
I feel like you don't want to mix that up either way around. But if you do, maybe it'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, people who listen to satire don't think enough about death.
And people who experience death don't have enough time to really find, you know, highbrow satire.
Look on the light side of the dark side. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We will see you back here tomorrow at the same time, same place. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous episodes. Our guest today was Jenna Friedman. Anything to plug, Jenna?
Okay, hi. Hey, everybody. I do have something to plug. It's a show at the Soho Theatre, March 17th to 28th. It's called Miscarriage of Justice. It's a political-ish hour of comedy, and it's consistently changing because our reality is changing by the minute, and jokes that you thought were funny a couple months ago are no longer funny because they're too real. So come out, Soho Theatre, March 17th to 28th, Miscarriage of Justice.
The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast production. Thank you for coming, Jenna. I'm Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. We'll see you tomorrow.